I am Jim Dunleavy, Dominican friar, stationed in Ireland in St. Magdalene's Priory in Drogheda. Drogheda, our priory, was founded just 3 years after the death of St. Dominic. We go back a long way. And I'm preaching for the Feast of St. Ambrose on the 7th of December. St. Ambrose, that extraordinary 4th century bishop, a man of tremendous learning and vitality. So many things you could say about Ambrose, but just one thing I'd like to reflect on today is Ambrose, speaking about prayer, says that there is one quality before all others that we must have if we hope to be good at prayer. And I'm not quite sure what that means, good at prayer. He said the first quality we must have is to be a good listener. Listening is the first thing in prayer. And he reminds us that the great command of God to the Jewish people, to the chosen people, was not say or do, but the first command was, hear, O Israel, H-E-A-R, listen, O Israel. And we are called to be listeners. Wonderful word, that word, obedience. Obedience, which we think is doing what you're told and keeping the law. Obedience, coming from the two Latin words, ab audire, to listen attentively to. Every Christian is called to obedience, to be a listener. A listener to God. Very difficult sometimes to know what God is saying, to recognize the hand of God in the world in which we live. So we must be great listeners of God, listeners of each other, that honestly and with humility and sincerity, we listen to what each other says, not necessarily just in words, but in whole body language. St. Benedict says in his rule that in order to have a happy community, the monks must be obedient one to another, meaning that the monks must listen to one another. And to have a happy family, to have a happy anything, we must be listeners. So many people are seen to be wired for transmission rather than for reception. And today, I think we just reflect with Ambrose. Am I listening to God? Are partners listening to each other? Do they listen to their children? Just do we listen one to another? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one Lord, and you will obey the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And this you cannot do unless you listen.